The House will be in order.
This is Capitol Report. News and views from Washington House Republicans. And now from Olympia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, the Republicans of caucus.
Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Santgast. My guest is 9th District State Representative Mary Dye from Pomeroy. Thanks for being with us on our program.
Well, it's great being with you.
The legislature has now passed its first two major cutoffs. So let's talk about what survived and what didn't. First, the successes. Republicans had several successes in the House Environment and Energy Committee, where you serve as ranking member. Tell us about those.
We have had a tremendously successful year this year with our new chair and I getting along great. We have passed 9 Republican bills out of that committee, which is an accomplishment for a minority party. As a matter of fact, we've gotten Gina Mossbrucker's bill coming out. It's House Bill 1117 to ensure energy stability and availability in the state's power grid. We've also been able to pass out an important piece of legislation that will reduce light pollution from wind turbines. That's April Connor's bill, House Bill 1173. And we've gotten nuclear energy recognized in the state's clean energy strategy. And that's Rep. Stephanie Barnard's bill as a freshman. Very big accomplishment. We've also had a couple of amendments accepted onto our bills. An important one is on the clean energy siting bill. Very controversial, obviously. And that amendment recognizes the input needed from local communities and also acknowledges some of the revenue losses to local governments due to the incentives that are placed to site more wind and solar.
3 years ago, the governor vetoed 147 bills to save money on the onset of COVID. Yours was one of those bills, and now it's back, the Wild Horse Inmate Training Program, House Bill 1543. It's passed its committee and could be coming to the House floor soon. Tell us about that.
It's a program that helps the Bureau of Land Management with their wild horse herds. It provides horses that are extremely well-trained, but it also gives inmates an opportunity to interact with another being and develop skills necessary to be successful, self-discipline, work ethic, and patience. And the recidivism rate of those that go through these programs is very low. It also adds a farrier training program within it so they come out with a skill.
And you expect that to move through the House floor?
I do expect it to move through the House floor. It's been pulled from rules.
State Representative Mary Dye, thanks for being with us on Capitol Report, and we want to thank our listeners for being here with us on the program. In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report from Washington House Republicans. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more information, go to housrepublicans.wa.gov.
The House is now adjourned.